and you're listening to the Texas Standard. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map shows most of the state is completely drought-free. The only exception is a small portion of South Texas near the Rio Grande Valley. It's a stark difference from where we were this time last year, let alone the even more severe drought years. Still, water is a valuable and too often scarce commodity in Texas, which is why it's significant that a Hill Country Elementary School is being constructed as the most water-efficient in the state. The new Wimberley ISD school is the first so-called one-water school in the state. So what does that mean, and will we see more of these? For that, we turn to Nick Dornack. He's Director of Watershed Services at Texas State University's Meadows Center. Nick, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Laura. I'm glad to be here.
So what do we mean when we call this a one-water school? What's that?
Well, one water is the term we use for really valuing water in all of its phases and types. So we don't need treated water for all of the ways we use water. So what we're trying to do is find the right water for the right use. And what this school does is it takes advantage of all the things that we have learned about water conservation and water quality protection and puts it all into one complete package.
So give me an example of some of the different sources for water here. There will be some treated potable water, obviously, but what are the other sources?
Well, the biggest water savings are going to come from our rainwater harvesting and air conditioning condensate collection system. We're using that water that falls on site or is created on site for all toilet flushing.
Wow.
Toilet flushing tends to be one of the most water intensive uses for a school like this. And so the beautiful thing about one water is that we're not done using that water. We're actually going to treat that water that's flushed on site to a level that's safe and then use subsurface irrigation to create an athletic field for the kids to use and for the community to use as well. So we have used that water then twice, beneficially reused is the term that we like to use.
I mean, this seems like it's pretty upfront as far as using the latest technology. Is this expensive to build a school like this?
Well, the economics are different in different areas. As you mentioned, you know, different parts of Texas are in drought. There's water resources are strained in different parts of the state. And this school is really juxtaposed here in this struggle we're having in the Hill Country with a tremendous interest in development. We're having huge population growth here because of the beautiful natural resources that we have in the Hill Country, the springs, the rivers. They are the draw and they are what make this area unique. We have to try to protect those without going to austerity measures on development and growth. So what we're trying to do is balance that growth with the protection of natural resources. And so the Meadows Center has been working with our partners in the Wimberley Valley for over 10 years to protect Cypress Creek, including Jacob's Well and Blue Hole, our iconic swimming hole. And one of our key partners in this process has been the Wimberley Valley Watershed Association. Our two groups came together with the school district and embed our organizations into the design process. So that was really a remarkable step for the school district. And ultimately, the water costs for this school, because we are capturing so much of the water that will fall on site and is created on site, we're not going to have to pay water supply fees for the next 30 or 50 years, however long this school is here. And because we're treating it on site and reusing it, we're not going to have to pay wastewater fees for that water to then be treated and disposed. So our estimates are that the capital upfront costs for this school in the Wimberley Valley are going to be very similar to what it would cost to do traditional infrastructure. And then the long-term water savings, really the reduced water bills that the school will have, are going to save them an additional amount. We're anticipating about $1 million over the next 30 years that the school will save by developing this way.
You know, I wonder if there might be people out there who think, you know, we've had a pretty wet year across much of Texas, and I actually understand the original scheduled groundbreaking for this new school was rained out. For those who just might have a doubt, how necessary is this for Texas to be thinking about water conservation on this scale?
Well, we're looking at this over the long term. When we planned for this school, we looked at the last 30 years of rainfall data to size our green infrastructure and to size our rainwater capture appropriately. So the expectation is that we're going to see more drought as climate change affects the area. We are going to have to deal with these fluctuations in weather patterns. And so building resiliency and sustainability into our construction projects and particularly into our community structure is so important.
Nick Dornack is Director of Watershed Services at Texas State University's Meadows Center. Nick, thank you again.
Thank you, Laura.